Welcome to the Foundry Church. You're about to hear a message from one of the team. We really pray this message makes a difference in your life. If you want to find out more about Jesus, church, or who we are, then visit our website www.thefoundry.org.uk after you've watched the message. Here we go!
Hi everyone, I can't believe we're in the second week of Advent already, and Adam reminded us last week that Advent is all about waiting for Christmas, where we celebrate when Jesus came as a baby. And ultimately, we're always in Advent as we wait for Jesus to return again. And today I want us to look at how Jesus is love and what that means for us today. It says this in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, that God is love. And that love is not a conditional love. It is an unconditional love. He loves us unconditionally. I love spaghetti. My granddad was Sicilian, so I come from a long line of spaghetti lovers. I could literally eat spaghetti every day of my life. I love pretty much every sauce that you can serve with it. I love eating it. It's just so much fun in all of its slurpy goodness. I love spaghetti. However, if you serve spaghetti with Nutella, I am not going to love spaghetti, because my love for spaghetti is conditional. It is not unconditional. It depends on what it is served with. Nutella and spaghetti do not go together. So it's a conditional love. God's love, however, is unconditional. It's not based on our behaviour. It's not based on whether we live in a way that pleases him. God loves you and God loves me unconditionally. He doesn't just love us when we behave well. He loves us despite of how we behave. God doesn't love us because of who we are. He loves us because of who he is, because he is a God of love. That is just who he is. And there's two things about God's love that I want us to look at a bit more closely today. And the first one is this, that God's love endures. It endures. And it says in Psalm 136, it says 26 separate times that his love endures forever. That is a lot of enduring, 26 times. I saw in the news this week a story about a Christmas tree that was 100 years old this year. It's seen in 100 Christmases. It belongs to a lady from Sheffield, and her grandma bought the tree in Christmas 1920 from Woolworths in Sheffield. It's nothing to sing and dance about. This tree is about 2 foot tall and it's made of tinsel and wire. It's quite an ugly little tree, really. But this tree has been in her family for 100 years. It survived the Blitz. The house was bombed in 1940 during World War II, and this little tree stood through the Blitz. It wasn't obliterated then. This lady goes on to say in the article that every Christmas, after her grandma passed it on to her mum hated this tree, so didn't take much care of it at all. And she would just bung it in a box and chuck it in the shed every year until eventually she passed the tree on to her. And this lady still puts this tree up today. It's held together by sellotape, but the tree has endured 100 years of British history in this family. And the good news today is that God's love has endured even longer than that little tree has endured. God's love has endured since the creation of time. Since before God created the world, his love was there. God's love has endured the flood. It's endured the Greek and the Roman Empire. It's endured the Crusades. It's endured every famine and flood, tsunamis, every act of evil. God's love has endured. God's love will endure COVID and this pandemic that we are in, and it will carry us through to the other side. Romans 8:38 says this: nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate you or I from God's love. God's love will endure everything that we can throw at it in order to make God not love us. Nothing you can do could make God stop loving you more than he does. You won't be the first person in the whole of human history for God to stop loving. So maybe you feel far from God today. Let me tell you that he is not far from you. He loves you and he wants you to come back into that love and experience his forgiveness today. God's love endures the test of time every single time. And the next thing we see is that God's love impacts. It has an impact. You may well have heard of Mother Teresa. She was an Albanian Indian nun, and she spent most of her life living and working among the sick and the dying and the poor in India. And she said this about God's love. When you know how much God is in love with you, then you can only live your life radiating that love. So when we understand how much God loves us, we can't help but then allow that love to impact those around us and for it to inform everything that we do. There's a great book called Do Something Beautiful for God, and it's all about Mother Teresa's life. And you can pick that up for about a fiver on good secondhand online bookstores, or it's $4.99 on Kindle at the moment as well. It's a great read about her life. And it says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So you and I, we know what the love of God is because of Jesus. The very act of Jesus laying down his life was the ultimate sacrifice of love. But not only that, it's when Jesus came as a baby, that laying down of his life began in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. Jesus gave up the privilege of being in heaven with his Father as the Son of God, and he came to the earth for you and me. I don't know about you, but if I could choose anywhere on planet Earth to live, I'm not sure I would choose a country that's occupied by a foreign enemy, and that's basically a war zone, and that there's extreme poverty in. But Jesus chose that in choosing Israel to go to and to be born into. He didn't choose splendor and riches. He became poor for our sake. Jesus lived his life as a refugee for 3 years as a small boy when he and his family had to flee King Herod and his schemes. He chose to become less. He gave his life. He laid it down from birth. So how do we lay down our lives for others? Love always sacrifices. Love lays down its privilege for the sake of others. We love others well when we recognise that it's not all about us and our agendas and our needs and wants. Love puts others first. To lay down literally means to bend low or to stoop, to serve. We heard Adam talk a few weeks ago about Jesus washing his disciples' feet, and we were called to do the same for others. Because it's near impossible to fully grasp the love of God and not allow that to affect your life and your Christmas. Because when we experience God's love for ourselves, we want to share that with others. You can serve today by going to christmasforwitness.com, where there's loads of different things you can do to get involved with sharing God's love this Christmas time. One of the ways is our Make Lunch Hamper Appeal, where you can donate food to help families in need. Because having a full fridge and full cupboards with food and drinks is a privilege, Not everyone has that privilege. So in donating to the Make Lunch Hamper project, you are using your privilege to bless other people. According to Sustain UK, there's around 8.4 million people, they believe, that are living in food poverty in the UK. That's 8.4 million people who don't have the privilege of a full fridge and full cupboards this Christmas. Another way you can love others is to take part in our Cards of Hope appeal. And again, there's more information about that on our website. And also, you can sign up to Alpha Connect, and that is all about understanding the love of God and His purpose for our lives. And it's about ultimately sharing that with others. There's lots of ways to get involved this Christmas. That's me done for today. Let's remember first and foremost this Advent that Jesus is love and He wants us to share that love with others. Have a great rest of the day.